A new law introduced on the 1st of January allows Czech judges to mete out an alternative form of punishment for those convicted of less serious offences, electronic tagging. It is meant to help deal with overcrowding in Czech prisons, but things haven't worked out that way because the Czech Justice Ministry doesn't have any functioning electronic bracelets. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
On paper, the plan appeared foolproof. Electronic tagging was to be introduced simultaneously with the delivery of the respective technology. The pressure on overcrowded prisons would decrease and the state would save money. However, the plan went badly awry when the Justice Ministry waited too long to announce a tender for a company that would operate the system, meaning that the electronic bracelets are currently unusable. In an effort to save face, the ministry promptly took on another 90 employees who will be expected to keep the prisoners under surveillance by checking up on them several times a week. Critics call this solution an expensive farce, and Pavel Šterna, who heads the ministry's probation department, admits it is not overly reliable.
Je samozřejmě třeba říct, že v tuhle chvíli se skutečně jedná o namátkovou kontrolu, čili není to nepřetržitá.
Yes, I must confirm that at this point we can only provide random checks on house prisoners, not the 24-hour surveillance planned. We have bought 69 new vehicles to that effect, so that inspectors in every region are able to get around faster and make these random checks in the field.
Prostřednictvím kterých budou moci zaměstnanci teda jezdit do terénu a provádět ty namátkové kontroly.
Due to the ministry's blunder, functional electronic tags will not be available until early next year, at best, and for the time being, judges are inclined to be sceptical with respect to the ministry's team of fleet-footed inspectors. Many judges say they don't expect to apply this alternative form of punishment too often. Deputy Justice Minister Marek Gorges remains confident that in spite of the teething problems, the institution of house arrest will prove effective in time.
How far it will be used depends on individual courts, on whether or not they see it as a real alternative. I expect they will be cautious at the outset, but in due time, when they see it implemented successfully, I think they will have greater trust in it and apply it more often themselves.
To date, nobody has been sentenced to wear an electronic tag in the Czech Republic. When that happens, his inspector will be ready and waiting.
Thanks, Daniela.